His flying test? Is that what the young idiot's doing these days? Yes, sir. He's been taking flying lessons. He wants to be ready, you see. When war is declared, he'll go straight into the RAF as a pilot. He didn't want to find himself up to his neck in mud in the trenches like all those poor chaps in the last war. The colonel nodded. That was a rum deal. Lucky for me, I was on the northwest frontier. Let's hope they don't make the same bloody mistakes this time. I suppose war is inevitable? Ben asked. Oh, yes, absolutely. No question about it. That blighter Hitler's going to march into Poland, and we're honour-bound to declare war in the next couple of weeks, I'd say. He spoke with the cheerfulness of a man who knows he is too old to be called up. We had one of those civil defence trappies round at the house last week. They wanted me to dig up the back lawn and put in an air raid shelter. I told him it was quite out of the question. The back lawn is where the Memsahib plays her croquet. We're going to be rationed in everything else. You can't expect her to give up her croquet, too.
Ben smiled politely. Yes, we had a similar visit.